Love can start in strange ways. In the case of Tom O'Connor, a Dillingham fisherman, the ingredients included spilled spaghetti and a motorcycle ride. He tells the story of how he met his wife to her father, Ward Hulbert.
And I had a really full head of hair, kind of Afro style, full beard, you know, belonged on the front cover of We Are the PLO magazine or something like that. No, I wore fatigues, military fatigues, and a bandana. She told her friend to never bring me back. I didn't say two words to her. She just was afraid of the way I looked and the car I drove and just thought I was trouble. So I guess the icebreaker was I flipped my plate of spaghetti over my lap. You know, I get pretty coordinated when there's new girls around. Mm-hmm. I just kind of laughed and made a joke at my expense and cleaned it up. And so she kind of warmed up to me a little bit there. Cut my hair, trimmed up my beard, and I stopped by the shop where she worked and got a burger and just was eating lunch. And she was leaving on a break and walking right by my table. I said, "Hi, Renee." I started to go out the door, kind of like just waving, and then it clicked who I was, and she came back in and says, "Oh, hi, how's it going? I didn't recognize you," or something like that. So I said, "Hey, you want to go for a motorcycle ride?" And she says, "Sure." So she goes in the back to like stash her purse or whatever, you know, and tell her boss to, "Hey, have a look at this guy. I'm going for a bike ride with him. So if I don't come back, you know," climbed on the back of my bike and I think about like 12 miles down. There's a big rock off on the side, a little pull off. And we pulled off there and climbed up on this rock and we chatted there for a while. And then when she climbed back on the bike, we had a little different relationship going. She was hanging on a little tighter. I think around somewhere between 120 and 128 miles an hour. She kind of... I could tell she really liked me, and I don't know, we've been together ever since.
Tom O'Connor's conversation with his father-in-law, Ward Hulbert, was collected by the StoryCorps Alaska Project. They both live in Dillingham, Alaska, on Bristol Bay. The stories are being archived in the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress.